The last few weeks, I've been asking you to share your creative resolutions for 2014. Any kind of artistic project you think you can bite off in a year with a little help from Studio 360. 300 of you shared your creative plans for the year, which was awesome. One person who posted on our site was Mike Doty, who was the front man of the 90s band Soul Coughing. Mike's got a resolution that we couldn't resist, so we asked him to tell us about it. Mike Doty, welcome to Studio 360.
Thanks, man.
So we love hearing about these resolutions here, especially the insanely ambitious ones, and which yours seems to belong to that category. Describe what you want to do.
Well, I want to do a staged version of the Book of Revelation.
The last book of the Christian Bible.
The loopy, utterly insane, virtually plotless, bizarre mishigas of psychedelic imagery that is the Book of
Armageddon,
Revelation.
Armageddon, apocalypse. It's
exactly.
All,
yeah. Yeah.
Which has become popular again in the last 25 years or so in a way it wasn't when I was a kid.
Well, yeah. I mean, I grew up a heavy metal kid. So, you know, walking around listening to Iron Maiden, that was really my introduction to it.
Were there explicit Iron Maiden songs about
There was a song called Number of the Beast, where they actually say, you know, in this portentous English voice, "Let him who hath understanding
reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
It's so goofy, but it was so compelling as a 13-year-old.
And so this thing you're going to make, what is it going to be? What's it going to look like?
Well, I think it's going to be myself as a sort of preacher character, another sort of angel character, and it's going to be more presentational than done as a story. So it's almost like an oratorio with costuming. I want there to be projections of the different beasts.
Will you be playing instruments or will it be recorded?
Yeah, there will be a small band, probably. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, the problem with saying this stuff out loud is instantly it changes 2 days later.
And how long have you been toying with this notion?
A couple of years. I mean, as a matter of fact, I was staring at the 5 translations I had just bought on Amazon when you guys announced that you were doing this on the radio.
The translations of the Book of Revelation?
Of the Book of Revelation.
So you're not just sticking with King James, you're going...
The way the Book of Revelation is written is like a bad fiction writer who introduces characters and then through the rest of the novel just says, the guy. You know, he's very specific about, like, you know, the angel that has the bronze and the thing's on fire and there's the blood and the blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, 2 verses later, it's the angel. Well, which one of the 50 angels that you've introduced is this angel? So it's a really like task one is going through all the translations and picking out what is essential and what is non-essential, writing an outline, breaking it down.
So you want to go for the producible screenplay rather than the beautiful literary version.
Well, you know, honestly, it's, you know, the imagery is such that, like, if you like the Avengers, you'll love the Book of Revelation.
And are you particularly religious, irreligious? Where do you stand on the Bible?
Well, obviously, I think it's literal and it's going to happen. And, you know,
no,
I'm just...
I don't believe you're telling me the truth.
I'm not telling you the truth. You know, I mean, like, I'm a recovering addict and I have that whole sort of higher power mishigas, which is not necessarily a belief in God. And I'm not a Christian, although I grew up in a very conservative environment. My dad was in the army. So I think I have more respect and understanding for evangelical Christianity and Mormonism and other sort of very strict religious groups than your average, you know, groovy guy that lives in Williamsburg.
I want to play a short clip from a recent song of yours. It's called Sunshine.
We could get together on the memory phone. The only here is here. Dark is dissipating like a bad idea. We got everything but time.
And I played that because, of course, it's apt for what you're proposing to do. We got everything but time. So you got a year to create this epic piece of art.
I know, man. I mean, it was simultaneously thrilling when you guys called up and, you know, gave me the nod. And then suddenly it was like, oh, now I have to do this thing.
Well, I, for one, cannot wait to see it.
Groovy.
We will be checking in on Mike Doty throughout the year, and we'll hear in coming weeks about the other creative New Year's resolutions that we'll be monitoring during 2014.
And now the deal is sealed. Yeah, I'm writing this thing. Good Lord.
Yep.